Hello everyone, my name is B and welcome back to another episode of This Week with B. This week I am the same as the last week that I uploaded, by the way. The last episode had the same guest. I am joined by Rob and Webby. Hello.
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 How are you guys doing?
Pretty good.
Oh man, it's been a roller coaster of an evening.
We've had a roller coaster of an evening. I was just in a Simply Unprofessional episode, which will already be out by the time you listen to this. So if you guys want to go and listen to Webby and Rob and I talking in Simply Unprofessional, go have a listen. We talked about all of the things I hate about them. It was a really good episode. Now, for today's episode of This Week with B, Rob said he's going to air all of his grievances about me. So, on the topic of really negative rollercoaster evenings, Rob, do you have a list?
Yes.
Okay. Everybody, these are Rob's specific things that he doesn't like about me. Okay. Go.
Number one, you call me John. Like, all the time.
So, okay, because I'm so used to yelling John's name, sometimes I accidentally call Rob John. I will admit it, I throw my hands up. I'm sorry. I don't even know why I like you better. No, I'm kidding, John. Please don't. John doesn't listen to this, it's fine. But like, in all seriousness, I don't know why I do it. It is an accident. It started off as a jerk thing, but like everybody else made it as a jerk because I kept doing it by accident. And then people made it into a whole jerk thing that now other people do on purpose. But I genuinely did it as a mistake. So I'm sorry.
I know, but it like it happens all the time. That last Halloween, people confused me and John. They kept calling me a shrimp.
Yeah, everybody kept saying
thought it was John. It was
hashtag
like a shrimp.
Shrimp man Rob, wasn't it? Hashtag shrimp man John. It was actually John, but everyone kept saying hashtag shrimp man Rob. But it was actually John that was dressed as a shrimp. If it helps in any way, I thought they were talking about you because of the jester thing. But I didn't realize that they actually meant that John actually looked like a shrimp until I went back and watched it back. So, you know, it's my fault. I'll throw my hands up. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I guess like the digester like part could have looked like a live shrimp, like the little like.
That's
antenna.
What I assumed. Yeah, I thought it was a live shrimp.
But John looked like a cooked shrimp. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. You were pre-death, and he was after, post-death. Okay. So, with that in mind. What is grievance two?
You're far too British. You need to have that removed.
It's not through lack of trying, Rob. I've tried. I have tried, but there is very limited options available to me. Unless you're planning on working out a way for me to move to America so that I can de-Britishify myself. There's not a lot I can do about that one, unfortunately. How many grievances are on the list?
It's just those two.
Oh, okay. Webby?
I forget. Is this a PG podcast?
Yeah, ideally.
Okay.
Why?
All right. I was going to make a joke, but I won't now.
Does it have a swear word in it?
No, not technically.
I think you can say it as long as it doesn't have a swear word in it, unless it's really bad.
I mean, it's I don't know.
Inappropriate?
I think it's inappropriate, yeah. I'll say it after the...
You can write it in the Discord and see what she thinks.
You could write it down and I can confirm or deny.
I'll confirm or deny.
Okay, let me see. I'll confirm or deny as to whether or not. Where are you writing it?
I'm going to put it in the general chat here.
All right, okay. We're going to find out now. All right, guys. I'll hold your horses because I bet he just sends something. It's not even that. Yeah, no, we can't say that in the podcast.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to ask.
Yeah, we can't say that in the podcast. So thank you, Webby, for that. But unfortunately, we can't say that in the podcast. I'll let you guys' mind run wild with that one. Okay, Webby, grievances about me. Go. Rob did his too.
I don't have any.
That's not true. Everybody has something they don't like about someone. Come on, don't stop. Stop trying to make things easy for me. Come on. Lay it on me.
You made me cry yesterday.
That's because I gave you a Christmas gift, though.
I know.
So I don't think that really counts. It's got to be something that actually, like, negative about my personality.
You thought I didn't like you for a long time.
Okay. Okay, listen. Listen, podcast listeners.
I don't
listeners.
Have anything.
Okay, listen, podcast listeners. Right. If for around 2 years you think someone doesn't like you, is that your fault or is that theirs? Just throwing it out there. Rob, what do you think?
I plead the fifth.
You know what? I have
awkward
something
dinner
to say
party.
On this.
I told you.
What does plead the fifth mean?
It means he has the right to.
I have the right to refuse to answer. As the,
is that an American thing?
Because it'll harm. Yeah, it's for the Fifth Amendment.
This is a British
but
podcast.
I won't answer because it'll harm me to answer that question.
Okay.
Rob, you can answer. Don't worry about me harming you if that's what you're concerned about. But I will say, if you're trying to pin blame on one party or the other, communication is a two-way street.
You're an emotional person. I'm not going to message an emotional person and say, hey, I think you hate me. You give me bad voodoo. What is it? Bad voodoo? I don't know. But what is it that people say?
Juju.
That's it. You give me bad juju. That's the one I meant. What is wrong with me? It's nearly 6 a.m. Yeah, you give me bad juju. You don't message someone that without hurting the feelings, you know? So I'm not going to be like,
you,
hey,
if
Webby,
you out
I
of
think
the
you
blue
hate me.
Messaged me and were like, hey, it seems like you hate me and you give me bad juju vibes. I would have replied with, what? And then a conversation would have been had.
Or when you replied what, I'd have thought, yep, he hates me, and left it.
What? Then I would have definitely thought you hated me.
And then we would have had probably another 2 years of not speaking to each other because we think we hate each other now.
Yeah. So,
you know, this looks like it's just, I think your solution just became a non-solution and instead created a whole new wave of problems. So I think then by proxy, it's still your fault.
You know what? I will accept blame because this is a British podcast and I am just a dumb American.
Okay. Fair enough. I think, to be fair, that is an acceptable standpoint to have. Yeah. I like that. So, I wanted to ask you guys, because I've been thinking about it, obviously, because this weekend is our 24-hour charity live stream. Rob is not coming because he hates the children. And Webby is going to be in the whole thing with me the whole time. Rob, do you have anything to say for yourself?
Yeah. I mean, hate children. That's pretty much sums it up.
Yep, there you go. Sums it up in a few words. What are you guys the most excited about for the charity stream? Like, which section or which segment are you most excited about? Rob, the one he's in, most likely. Whichever one that might be. But assuming you make it back to whichever segment you choose, which would be your favorite segment that you are most looking forward to coming up this year?
The hot sauce challenge. That's what I look forward to. I actually look forward to that one every year.
I am really excited to be a part of the hot sauce challenge this year. Do you want to explain in a few words what it is? Because my audience is not going to know.
So what it is I'm going to be hosting and asking people questions related to, it depends. Like, there's going to be different categories of types of questions. And if they get it wrong, they have to eat hot sauce. If they get it right, they don't. And we're considering putting in a caveat that if you get it right, you get to pick someone else to eat the hot sauce.
I like that idea.
So, you have to, like, and then the hot sauces have, like, increasing amounts of heat for the different ones. So, yeah. So the more you get wrong, the hotter and the more hot sauce you have to eat.
I imagine this is going to cause pain. I can foresee being in pain in my future.
Yeah. Touch your eye.
Well, I'm not going to do that because I'm not you. However, I will say that I am a little bit nervous about how hot it gets. But on the flip side, would I prefer to eat those horrible Bean Boozled things that made me actually throw up in my bathroom? Probably not. I think I'd rather have the hot sauce. Because those Bean Boozled were disgusting. What would you guys suggest that I have with me when we do the hot sauce? Like,
glass of milk and some bread.
I can't drink
milk. Yeah,
milk,
definitely.
Oh, boy.
Rob's just like, you're screwed. That's it. You're done for.
Pretty much. Water doesn't work.
Sucks
so.
To be you.
Well, I mean, it depends. A glass of ice water, but plenty of milk. Or not milk, bread. Because you can't drink milk.
Okay. Would soy milk work in the same way?
Yeah.
If it has, it's the calcium that zonks out the heat. So if it's got calcium in it, then yeah.
I don't think it does. Okay. It may end up being a point on the night where I'm like, I would rather be sick tomorrow because of my dairy allergy than dealing with the heat in my mouth right now. So I guess we'll have to wait and see how that goes. But I am not one to be bothered about tastes in my mouth. Like, I don't think there's not really many tastes that I don't like, except celery and a few other like things. But I don't know, even though I don't like celery and I don't like certain foods, like I don't get really upset about them being in my mouth. Do you know what I mean? Like, tastes don't bother me right. that much. So,
well, what's the spiciest thing you've ever had?
I've had some spicy curries before because they can be quite spicy, but it was so long I don't really remember. So I think the spiciest thing I've eaten lately would maybe be a jalapeno.
Okay. So I looked it up, like normal soy milk doesn't have a lot of calcium. It has a little.
Right.
But if you get fortified soy milk, it contains the same amount of calcium as regular milk.
Ah, okay. I will need to look into making this purchase in the next
2 days.
No, it's Friday for me.
Oh, yeah. You got to go today. Good luck.
I guess it starts at Saturday at 5 p.m. So.
Now, when does this podcast come out?
I'm going to try and get it. Like, my podcast release on Saturdays, so it will go out before the stream starts.
Okay.
I pre-schedule them to go out at around noon my time, and this stream starts at 5 my time, so this will be out just before the stream. So if you're listening to this, the stream might have started, and you should come by. twitch.tv/distractionsmedia. So I will go out and buy some soy milk that's fortified so that I can avoid blowing my top. I suppose.
This is also why I recommended eating something with the hot sauce on it, because it does kind of help. You'll still get the spice, but it does kind of help you think about something other than just spice in your mouth.
Right. Okay. Well, I'll definitely think about that then. Can you give me a little bit of like a rundown of how the last one went? What should I be expecting? Because I didn't watch it. So what should I be expecting?
Oh, well, we didn't do it last year. It was the year before that was the last one, right?
Yeah, I didn't watch it.
Last year we did do it, I thought. Didn't
No,
we?
Last year we answered questions because I missed half of it. I missed all of it because I lost power.
Yeah, we still
did the hot sauce, though. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, but those ones were more personal questions, I remember. They were like ones that, like, it was like if you refused to answer, you had to eat. But if you answered, you didn't have to.
Yeah, right. It's like a truth or eat.
Yeah, truth or dare kind of thing.
Right, I see. Okay. So what should I expect in the hot sauces, though? Like, are they really that spicy? Like, is it that bad?
I read some of the ones because I believe I got the one that you and John both have.
Yeah, we bought like a box of like a spinner and stuff or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was reading some of the ingredients on some of them, and some of them are pretty rough.
So when you do it, do you do the spinner or something to pick which spice you do, or do you go up in levels, or what do you guys do?
That I have. I mean, normally what we did in years prior is like Rob has categories that we can choose from, and then he has questions like 1 through 10 or 1 through whatever.
Right.
And like a 1 should be a relatively easy question with a relatively not so spicy sauce attached to it.
Right.
Whereas like your 10 should be your really hot sauce, then it should be a challenging question.
Right. Okay.
You know, that's how I think it should be done. And I'm pretty sure that's pretty much how we've done it in the past. I don't know how many hot sauces are in this container.
I'm not opening it just to find out.
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to it because I'm excited to be involved in it in general. The last sort of few years, people will already know this who've like watched me for a while. Obviously, I really committed to growing my channel and stuff so I could make it into my job and stuff like that. And for anybody that's, I think YouTube might know this. People in my podcast will already know this, but I worked pretty much like 16 hours a day for like a year so that I could make my channel work. And so I really uninvolved myself in basically everything and didn't really get involved in many things other than just my job. And I think this year, after a really negative 2021 and a somewhat negative 2022, I think towards the end of this year, I started to realize, my God, I literally don't do anything except work. I just like work. And like, I had like my one day a week where I would do something else, which would be like streaming with Rob, but it's still really work. You know, it's more fun work, but still kind of work. And then I started to realize that, like, I just don't really do anything with my friends anymore. And so any opportunity I get, I've been trying to, like, sign up for things, like, joining in with stuff so that I can get more involved and kind of just live a little, if you know what I mean. Like with the D&D that John asked me to do, and, like, when you invite me to whatever you want me to do, I try and, like, make time to do it and find time to play things or whatever, because I realized that I'm going to end up in like 5 years looking back on what I did in the last 5 years and realize that all I did was work and did nothing fun with any of my friends and like regret all of it while everybody else gets like close and does stuff together. And I just sort of like at the back of the line, like, hi everyone, you remember me, you know? So I was like, hot sauce challenge, when John brought it up, I was like, I could do that. And so I don't know if John asked you guys if you minded if I joined or if he just sort of said I was going to, because I don't really know who it was. Did I ask you or did John ask you? Or did you invite me?
I think
me?
John ran it by me, I think, and I was perfectly fine with it.
Right. Well, I was like, yeah, I could do that. But you know when, like, you want to involve yourself in something to make friends or whatever, or to get closer with people or bond, and you agree to do it? Doing the hot sauce challenge in order to get more friendly with people kind of feels like trying to find a boyfriend by running to a burning house so that you can hopefully save him. like you see a guy, the hot guy across the street's house on fire, but rather than waiting for the fire brigade, you run in and save him in the hope that he falls in love with you. That's kind of what I feel like I'm doing here. It's like I can make more friends by literally eating hell in my mouth, you know? So I hope you guys are going to thoroughly enjoy the pain I am going to be in tomorrow for me now, because it's tomorrow now. I can't remember how quick that's gone by the way. It feels like we've been saying, like, oh, it's in weeks and weeks and weeks for ages, and it's just suddenly, oh my God, it's December, you know? Do you guys feel that, like, the year has just completely flown by?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Do you feel like every year goes by faster?
At the end of the year.
Because I feel like we're going to get to next December for the Christmas stream and be like, oh my God, we were just talking about how quickly last year went. And it's going to be like almost 2024. Because this is what we do every single time. But I think ending off the year with a bang, in other words, in my mouth, is going to be a pretty good way to end the year, I think. Watching my friends suffer.
I can't repeat what I'm laughing at, but those sentences.
I try really hard, guys, so B,
what happens if we reach $3,000 on the stream?
so we have specific goals for the stream, and if we hit those goals, we will be celebrating with, I say celebrating, I don't know if it's celebratory, with some goals that we have set that we have all agreed to do. So each of us has a different set of, I guess, I don't know if I'd call them goals, they're more horrible things none of us want to do, that we have to do if we reach a certain amount. So before I go through mine, Webby, share with us yours.
Oh man, I only remember one of them.
Well, I was hoping you'd remember so that I could pretend that I am not frantically trying to find it right now, so that I could read
it. That's fine. I remember if we reached the $3,000 mark, which we're already really close to, next Halloween stream, I will wear a costume.
Yep.
And next year's 24-hour Christmas stream, I will dress up like Santa Claus.
Yeah. So I found
which,
it.
For your audience, might not sound like a bad idea, but I am a big old Grinch of a person, so...
Yes. So, I actually found it and can confirm. Basically, what is happening is, for reaching $1,000, John is going to play Roblox with us on the stream. We agreed to do Roblox on the 24-hour stream. Rob is going to play Royal High. And that's the 1,000 girls. We will, for $2,000, which we've already hit to, John is getting a tattoo. And Rob is going to guest star in my Bloxburg roleplay, which is going to be really cool. And I agreed to stream on the Distractions channel Outlast 2 as long as other people come in my call and watch on the share screen too, which I think Webby said he would do it. I don't know if I managed to get Rob to agree to it or if it was John.
Yeah, I said I would.
He was, yeah. Okay. So there's going to be a bunch of us, again, all of my favorite North Americans, in a call with me while we play Outlast 2, which... put simply, is going to probably make me cry because that game, the first game scared the crap out of me. I played the second game for 10 minutes and said, nope, not doing it. I was like, I'm not doing it, guys. I'm not doing it. I literally, for a girl we hit a few years ago, I said that we would do it. And I got into it, played for 10 minutes and said, I'm not doing it. And I quit. And I said, I'll do something else. I said, give me a different game. And I played something less scary. So that's going to make me really sad. We've already hit that girl, so I already have to do that. Then...
oh, wait, we have to watch you play Outlast now?
Yeah. We already hit $2,000, so yeah, you have to watch me play Outlast 2 on the DM stream. I'm going
to
do it on
did
the DM channel.
This?
You did. Yeah. You and Rob, and I don't know if John... I think John didn't, because he won't do horror games. But you two agreed to be in a call with me and let me share screen so that you can experience it too. And you know what? We should one-up that and say that we all have to be on Facecam too, not just me, so that we get to see your reactions too.
All right.
This is going to be good. I like this. So make sure you're following the Distractions Media channel, twitch.tv/DistractionsMedia, because I'm going to stream it there, because obviously it's not appropriate for my audience on my channel. I will let my audience know it's happening, but I will preface it with a warning, hey, this is a horror game, it's pretty spooky, and we might swear if we get scared. Then for $2,500, John agreed to play Overwatch 2 with myself and Sabrina. I don't know why Rob's not on that, because I would assume Rob will join in. And maybe Webby.
Yeah.
So there will be multiple levels in there. But basically, John has to join in with one of our Overwatch 2 streams. And that's going to be really funny because he hates the game. I'll enjoy that greatly. For $2,500, Rob is going to dye his hair purple, which is very exciting. I get the feeling he wants to do that anyway.
What? No, only if we make that money. Come on, guys.
Yeah, we have to make the money, or he's not gonna. He definitely doesn't want to. He doesn't want to do it, guys.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to do it. Now,
I would hate it.
He would hate that very much, indeed. Very much. For $2,500, I agreed to eat celery on stream. I recognize that people are like, wow, people are getting tattoos, people are like dyeing their hair, and Dee's out here just saying she's gonna eat celery. I realize that it might not seem like a big deal, right?
Oh,
but I cannot express in words how much I despise celery. I hate it. I hate it. It's it's a disgrace. It should not exist. I cannot stand it. So the fact that I have to put myself through it makes me really disappointed. Luckily,
can I ask a question about this?
You may.
Are you allowed to put anything on the celery?
No. I have to eat it as. Because the only
just
thing...
as is?
As is. Because I hate it. That's the whole point. Ugh. The only thing people seem to want to put on it is ranch. And ranch is disgusting. It's an American thing and I hate it. I hate peanut butter.
Oh man.
So the only thing that my dad puts on it, he puts salad cream on it, which is a British thing. I like salad cream.
Ooh.
I can see that.
Cream cheese?
I don't like cream cheese. And I can't eat cheese.
Man. All right.
So you know. So yeah, I have to do that and it's gonna be horrible. The big one comes in. By the way, we're $90 away from $2,500. That's Rob dyeing his hair purple, John playing Overwatch 2, and me eating celery. I'm hoping we don't hit it. Well, I do want to hit it for the kids, but I don't want to hit it, you know what I mean? So Additionally, the big girl comes in at $3,000. This is the fancy one, whereby John will play a stream of Phasmophobia, which is going to be awesome because he's terrified of horror games and he'll pee his pants like a Girl Scout cookies gal being scared by the Sasquatch cookie monster thing, whatever it is.
I really hope I'm part of that game. I know there's only parties of four.
We will make sure. I'm going to try and push, because it doesn't say who is going to be in it. I'm going to try and push for it to maybe me, you, Rob, and John, because I feel like that would be entertaining, because all of us don't really mind the game, and John hates it. And
I'm just going to scream.
Well, I'm hoping to potentially get a voice recording of Tamara doing the like lullaby thing that caused John to have a nightmare that one year after after what was it? Dead by Daylight, and then...
Dead by Daylight, yeah, the Huntress's lullaby.
Well, he had a nightmare of Tamara making the sound from the, like, the Huntress's lullaby. So I feel like, yeah, if I can get her to give us a recording of her doing it and make him listen to it as like his, like, I don't know, like his bits alert or something, I feel like we could make him wet himself, you know? Mm. Like, if we try hard enough, I think we can make him pee himself. So that'll happen. Also, he has to dress up as an elf for the Christmas stream in 2023 if he hits 3,000. Additionally, Webby has to dress up for Halloween, as mentioned, and he has to dress up as Santa on the Christmas stream for 2023, which I am going to have great fun enjoying that, because you have to not dress up as Grumpy Santa, you have to be real Santa, like not like a bad humbug Santa, aware. Like actual Santa.
I'll even come with the ho ho ho.
You need to look like Coca-Cola
Merry
Santa.
Merry Christmas.
You know?
I will play the part.
Good. For 3,000, I will also be dressing as Mrs. Claus on the charity stream 2023, so we'll be matching, and Rob is dressing as Frosty the Snowman for that. So that's going to be entertaining, because you'll get me as Mrs. Claus, Webby as Santa, you'll get Rob as Frosty, and John as an elf. That's going to be... I literally can't wait for that. I hope we hit the goal. And then, additionally, we're going to have Rob playing Dream Daddy on stream. I'm assuming more than one stream, because it's too long to play in one, I think.
Probably. I was going to do that on the Distraction stream too, not just my channel.
Is that because you don't want to put it on your channel?
No, I mean, I could put it on my channel if people think they'd like rather it there, but I know the Distraction channel has, at least for the moment, has more followers than I do.
Well, whatever you feel is best, of course. I could teach you how to use Restream, and you could stream it to both of them if you wanted. If you wanted to, because that's what I'm going to do with the charity stream, just to be clear for anybody listening. I am streaming it on my own channel. I wanted a full 24 hours of unbroken stream on my channel, so the bits where I take over for the DM channel, I'm going to be streaming on both, so that I can have that like unbroken stream on my own channel. And then is that everything for 3,000? I think for every $50 over 3,000 that we raise, Tamara will walk one block, which walk to be done a day or two after stream, and do one push-up as that goal is reached. So one push-up and a block of walking for every $3,000. Is she going to walk a block and do a push-up, or is she going to do them separately? Because that would be really funny.
I think she's going to do the push-ups on the stream and then do the walk a couple days later.
Right, okay. I have to say, I love that our charity goals have got so innovative that they now are just making us exercise. Like, we're all just that lazy that now it's to, like,
or,
walk
know,
to the grocery store.
Or, you
know,
Rob dyeing his hair purple.
Yeah. Just, to, like, our goals now are dye our hair colours we like, walk to the grocery store.
Listen,
instead of
Webby,
driving.
It's not like there's already purple hair
there's
dye.
There's already purple hair dye in the bathroom on the counter.
Liar!
You cheeky. Well, we're already almost there. We're only $90 away. I'll personally donate the $90 to get you purple hair if I have to. And to make John play Overwatch. To be honest, I want a Webby $2,500 girl too.
We actually have $20 extra.
Do I have a $2,500 call?
You don't have.
Yeah,
you
my
don't
mom
have
gave me. My mom gave me 20 physical dollars to put towards it. So I'm going to do it during the stream.
That's sweet. Oh, we love Rob's mom. Webby, yours is 3,500. You don't have a 2,500 one. But that's all right. Additionally, we have, if we reach $5,000, John will play Royal High for a YouTube series of 10 episodes. Webby will do a Booster Gold D&D, which for whatever reason I get the feeling I'm going to end up in that. And Sabrina will shave her head at 3,500. I forgot to mention that. And I will fly to Canada and slap John in the head for if we hit $5,000. I'm not going to say when that will happen because that's got a lot of planning behind it, but it will happen. I will go to Canada and I will slap John in the head if we hit that. So I think those are some pretty hefty goals. Now, I really think it's likely that we're going to hit 3,000, personally. I do think we are. Because we are, what, just over $500 away? Like, we do normally raise about that amount in the Christmas stream, don't we? In the Christmas stream. So I do think we're going to get there, personally. However, do I think we'll hit $5,000? I don't know.
No. I don't know. I mean, I hope so. Like, I think that's why people put such, like, extreme things on the 5,000, because they're betting we're not going to make it.
Yeah, well, then maybe the key, Rob, maybe the bit that gets us over is if you have a $5,000 one. I think Rob should go streaking.
Jeez.
Just like in his new home state, just like for the first time meeting the neighbors properly, like all your neighbors in your neighboring neighborhoods, just go knock on their door and be like, hi, how you doing? And they're just like, what the hell? They open the door and you're not wearing anything. You can have a banana peel to hold over your private area. In all seriousness, I'm a little bit scared of hitting the $5,000 goal in the event that I have to fly to Canada and hit John in the head, because I will have no excuse anymore to not go. Like, not that I don't want to, because I do want to, but my anxiety always gets me to cancel. I will have no excuse. I will have to fly to Canada and hit John in the head.
Mm-hmm.
On the upside, John has to let me hit him in the head. So, you know, there is an upside.
That's true.
And the booster goal D&D, I don't know how that's going to look, but is it going to be is the rule that you have to stream it?
I mean, there wasn't.
I think it should be. I think it should be a streamed series on your Twitch.
Well, I mean, I feel like it either has to be a streamed or at least a recorded one, so that way there's proof that it happened, I suppose.
What would you rather do? Actually, do you know what? I think it should be a streamed series on your Twitch that is also recorded and uploaded after, like John does.
On my Twitch?
On your Twitch.
I don't... I heard
the squeaky static on my Twitch.
This is for distractions media. It should be on the distractions media
I think
Twitch
it should be
channel.
On your Twitch channel. And you know what? As COO of Distractions Media, I'm going to make an executive decision to edit the fundraiser goals sheet to say what I wanted to say. Streamed live on DM Webby and recorded and uploaded to the DM YouTube channel. It's written down now, Webby. That's it. Once it's on. It's like, you know, Harry Potter. Where
I don't know how to do all that fancy stuff.
I will teach you.
Oh boy.
It's very easy. You know, on Harry Potter, when they write with that like quill that like scratches it into their arms.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you write this into the fundraiser thing. Once it's in, you can't take it out. It's now scratched in. So to John's arm. So now you have to do it. How does that make you feel?
I hope we reach $4,999 this year.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing, guys. I'm going to be honest with you. Straight up honest here. It doesn't matter whether Webby doesn't want to do it or not, because I know from personal experience that I am capable of convincing Webby to do anything I want.
And that's a bold claim. I'm putting my foot down on something right now. If we don't reach the $5,000 mark by noon Eastern on Sunday, and then
that's
all
the
of
end
a
of
sudden,
the stream, right?
You know, yeah, and then 12:01 rolls around and somebody donates and we finally get that over the 5,000 mark, it doesn't count. It's past the noon. It's 12:00 is the deadline.
That is so rude.
Uh-huh. Yes.
You are...
Get your donations in early if you really want this. I hate booster gold. I'm not looking forward to having to write a campaign around a game that I love so much involving a character that I hate so much.
What if we make it an either or? Either you do a campaign about Booster Gold, or you do a campaign about whatever you want, but you have to stream it.
Well, I already said it would be a Booster Gold centric campaign. I don't mind running a campaign for anyone whenever we have the time to do it.
You're
going to
be doing a Booster Gold one very soon.
Oh, my stomach hurts.
So, how would a Booster Gold D&D even work?
I'm going to have to figure that out.
You are.
Are we all going to be Booster Gold?
No.
Are you going to be Booster Gold? Please don't vomit.
I'm going to try.
I am very much looking forward to this. So right now, for anyone that's interested, we have raised $2,410. So we are actually just under halfway from hitting your Booster Gold D&D. So, to be honest, I think it should have been a $4,000 goal anyway, but whatever.
You know what? I might even have a workaround for this. So you know what? I'm fine with doing a Booster Gold D&D game.
You're not allowed
to
cheat.
He's gonna make him the villain.
No. Okay. I already said I'd make him the hero. He'd be a hero. I got it. Don't worry about it.
Are you cheating?
I've been DMing long enough.
Are you about to work like some sort of cheaty system?
No, there's no cheating involved.
I get the feeling I'm going to be rather annoyed with you.
Probably.
I also get the feeling that he's going to make everyone else hate Booster Gold as much as he does by the time that we are done with the game.
Nope.
Sam.
Is it going to be like everyone arrives at Booster Gold's funeral at the beginning?
Oh, that's an even better idea. I was just going to TPK the party in the first 10 minutes.
TPK.
Total party kill.
Wow.
Just wipe out the whole party and end the game. But... that's what I was thinking. I was like, you could have everybody arrive at Booster Gold's funeral and then the campaign is trying to find out who murdered him.
Okay, let me just add this in, but just so that way we can't do it. Must have at least 10 episodes.
10 episodes? Yes. You don't break D&D into episodes.
Well, I'm putting it.
It's sessions,
and I don't know. I said a one shot, and that's like a 4-hour session.
You did not say a one shot. That is not on this form. You did not say
John
a one shot.
John didn't put it in right.
Tough. See, I don't know why, Webby, but for some reason, right now when I'm looking at it, I can see it says must have at least 10 sessions. So I don't know what you're talking about. It clearly says it.
Well, that sounds like somebody who doesn't understand D&D very well and its lingo. D&D's not into sessions.
What is it then?
I don't want to tell you because then you're going to change it. And then once it's written down, it's law, apparently.
Well, it's already written down, and I am the law, so... Unfortunately...
I'm going to have to talk to John about this.
Talk to John. Go ahead. He won't overrule me.
I strictly remember saying that I would do a Booster Gold-centric D&D one-shot.
But if you do that, then we can't make you become more active on your Twitch.
I'm already working slowly on becoming more active on my Twitch.
I tell you what.
I'm organizing things.
Because I'm nice, I have made an adjustment. It says, Booster Gold D&D one shot, streamed live on DM Webby, and recorded and uploaded to the DM YouTube channel.
Okay.
And promoted on SU.
Oh, jeez.
You must promote it to the listeners of Simply Unprofessional.
All right. I'll do that.
All right. Does that seem like a good compromise for the not having 10 sessions? Because Webby is a big meanie bum. So, Rob, tell me, what is your favorite D&D that you've ever done? Like, group or campaign, that's the word, isn't it? Your favorite D&D campaign that you've ever done.
Hmm. I'd probably say my favorite is the unnamed or to be named group. Although there's one where I play a very annoyed and sarcastic slime creature who is a close number two.
How many have you done in total?
As a player?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. If you're talking just D&D, 7.
How far down on your list is Rock of Cair Brynn?
Probably 4.
Okay. Is the reason why it's still quite high your relationship with my character?
Yeah.
I hope John doesn't listen to this. Webby, what's your favorite D&D that you've ever done? That you've been a player in?
Man, that's a tough one.
It's actually 9.
Wow.
And now that I think about it. And then John's would be 5 instead of 4.
I'd have to say when I played in the pack, I had a lot of fun playing my Minotaur Jax.
Right. Okay. How many have I done? 3? Right? Fate of Heroes. Does it count?
That's not.
Well, I wasn't counting D&D. I only counted D&D.
Wait, hang on. What's the difference between Fate of Heroes and D&D?
The system.
Yeah, Fate of Heroes runs off the Fate system, not the D&D system.
Wait, they're different things? I thought that was just the name of it. I thought John just named the D&D session Fate of Heroes.
No, in Fate of Heroes, you roll Fate dice, which are either blank, pluses, or minuses.
I don't, as you can tell, I don't have much D&D knowledge or Fate knowledge, obviously. So I had no idea what that means.
Yeah, they're both RPG systems, but they're different mechanics to them, basically.
Yeah.
So therefore, I've only done 2 D&Ds then.
If you count those, then I'd have to I've played Vamp, I've played Werewolf, I've played Mage, I've played World of Darkness. Like, there's a lot more. It's more like at that point, it's more like 20 games.
Right. So then with that in mind, I have only done 2 campaigns then. 2 D&D campaigns. Rock of Cair Brynn and Copper Guardians. Right. Well, I don't think there's any point in picking my favorite, that is there. Because I've only done 2. So and one of them and they've not.
Oh, you can still have a favorite between those 2.
Yeah. And I won't be offended either way. So.
It's actually complicated because my enjoyment of both of them is based on my character's interactions with another character in them. And Copper Guardians, obviously, my character has a really good connection with Webby's character. But then in Rock of Cair Brynn, my character has developed a really good connection with Rob's character. So it's really hard because I feel like in both of them, I really love my connection with the other characters. I think the thing that would tip me towards Copper Guardians is going to be one that I was there from the beginning, so the whole world being created and like, or at least most of it, I understand now. Slightly annoying that a lot of it, the actual history of the world and stuff like that, and it is in a different podcast that I wasn't in. So like, I haven't been in from the beginning, because obviously there's crossovers, isn't there, that John has in the worlds that come from like other parts of like Rock of Cair Brynn or other things, which you guys all know, and then it comes up and I'm like, what? I have no idea what you're talking about because I wasn't there. So that makes it mildly annoying, but I think being at the beginning of it helps. So I've really been able to create my character based around like the beginning of the whole series, and we got to create it together, and I think that's the thing I like the most about it. I also just like Ophelia better in general because I feel like she's a much more involved character. She's just a lot more, and she's just more fun to play, I think. I think that when I was first creating my first ever D&D character, which was obviously Nullaware, and she's like a druid and stuff, and like obviously like she turns into like different animals and things like that, which is cool, but I think it sounded more cool than I feel like it really actually is to play. Whereas I feel that Ophelia is just more fun to play in general. I think being an elf is more fun in general for like the race and stuff, you know? And I think that, because I enjoy the elf race, and I just enjoy using the magic more than I do turning into animals to deal with stuff, I guess. I kind of play Nilaware in a way that I like to just be as ridiculous as physically possible with her. Like, in situations where it clearly needs to be quiet or stealthy, we're just, like, crashing into buildings, or situations where I need to be, it would be useful for me to be, like, a scary wolf I turn into, like, a lizard or something, you know? Like, I enjoy just messing around with her, whereas with Ophelia, I think she's much more serious, and I quite like getting to play, like, the stark contrast between them. In fact, I've actually been kind of feeling a bit D&D withdrawally, because there's quite a big gap, isn't there, between the filming of the episodes, and I get kind of, like, withdrawally from it because of that. I got invited by a friend to do a weekly D&D session that she actually does at her house. For me to go there and do it, because, like, she lives relatively near me, but I don't know a lot of the people that are going to be in it, and it's like an hour and a half drive, and I don't really want to drive for an hour and a half, then be there hours doing the D&D, and then drive an hour and a half back.
I mean, maybe they could, what, because they did that for me and Webby, because Donnie and Austin and all of them did a home game where they all got together,
right.
But they asked me and Webby to join, and they had us do it over, well, like, you could do it over Discord, like, you would be the only one that was on Discord, but, like, they set up the camera so we could see the table and everything, right, and stuff like that.
Right. I know, I don't want to be difficult, you know? And also, like I said, I don't know a lot of the people, and while, yeah, it could be an opportunity to make more friends, I think if I was going to commit to doing a weekly game, I'd rather do it with the people that I'm already friends with. Particularly because I'm not experienced in the game mode and stuff, and in the campaign style, and, like, the way things work, I worry as well about agreeing to do it and then looking like an idiot, because often when I'm doing Rock of Khe Brynn and Copper Guardians, I feel like I look like an idiot often, because I don't know what I'm talking about a lot. Like, I'll say, like, can I do this, and, like, ask permission almost, because I have no idea.
It's also harder because it's being broadcasted. Like, playing a game that's not like online, where there's a bunch of people watching you, is easier. Like you don't feel as bad for being like, I don't know, what am I doing?
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know, I am interested in doing a more regular one, because that's the only thing I dislike about them, is that there's such a big gap, and I feel like I forget a lot of the storyline or what we're doing. I need a recap all the time, and I start to, like, I actually feel like a bit withdrawn from it, which I'm guessing, if I'm feeling withdrawal from it, that means I like it, so and I enjoy doing it, so I'm guessing you guys feel like a bit of withdrawal from D&D when you don't do it for a while too, in the same type of way.
Oh, yeah.
Because I feel like I'm just constantly wanting to be my character. Do you know what I mean? Like, I want to be my character all the time and doing stuff with them all the time. So, and learning more about the storyline. So yeah, I look forward to it, which means I've made a good choice by being in them. But I am definitely interested in exploring what it'd be like to be in a campaign with a different DM, because obviously so far, obviously I've only ever been in one that John's done. So I only know John's style, and I've never seen anybody else do it. So it would be interesting to see how it could work elsewhere. In terms of D&D, how many campaigns are you guys involved with right now? Each. Whether as a player or as a DM. Are you counting it in your head?
Pretty much.
That are consistent?
Just active. Considered to be active. Like, if you haven't done it in 3 months or more, then I think I would say that's not very active.
Five or six? Yep. Unless I'm missing something that Rob... Although Rob's part of more D&D games than I am. Because he plays one Friday mornings.
He's like...
Which, Rob, do you have your D&D game in the morning?
I do.
Why are you laughing?
Because he's got to wake up early.
I have to get up early for it.
Wait, so what D&D game is that one? Do I know the people that's in that one?
No.
Oh, you do one with, like, a whole different group?
Yeah.
Cool. I don't even know the people he plays with.
Eight.
How'd you meet them?
I think I made 8. That particular one, because Roll20 has, like, a looking for group function.
Right.
That's where we play, and, like, I don't know, one day I was just like looking through there to see if there was anything on a legged day I didn't play because I was bored, and they were like, oh, we do Friday like mornings. I was like, okay.
Are they all Americans so too? Oh.
Most of them. Like, I've joined a couple of games through there, and a lot of them I either left or they fell through.
Right.
But they were a mix of like Americans and Canadians. But yeah, everybody, I think, well, in one of the games, there were mostly, it was like half Americans, half Canadians, and then there was one Irish guy in it. And then the one that I still play every Friday is mostly Americans, but there's a different Irish
person. Do they do it like before work? Is that why it's early? Or
yeah, right. The DM runs a karate dojo.
Oh,
he does it before he has to go. Yeah,
I love that. That's really cool. I mean, yeah, I mean, eight though. What are they all? If you know the names of them and can share.
Well, there's three that I run.
Right.
There's three that Webby runs, so that's six.
Of all the people, wait, the three that you run and the three that Webby runs, are they all people I know in those?
For the most part.
But they're all like mixed groups, not like this. You don't just have like multiple campaigns of all the same people.
Mostly.
How do you keep track of it all?
Four of them are like two of the ones I run, two of the one he runs are mostly the same people.
Right.
But then the other ones are different.
Right. Oh my gosh, how do you keep up with all of it? With all those campaigns?
In my head.
You not make notes?
I don't really. I mean, I might jot certain things down, but no, I usually just. I make it all up on the fly. When I DM, there's different DMing styles. Like, I don't really take much notes.
Right.
I don't do much for prep. Like, Rob will spend hours prepping a session.
Yeah, I take a long time to prep. I don't really take too many notes either. I have, like, shorthand notes written onto, like, character sheets and stuff of NPCs.
Right.
But that's it. Like, if you read it, you would be like, I don't even know what it says. Or, sorry, what the crap this says. You're going to have to beep that. I'm sorry.
Wow, Rob.
It's all right. Well,
it's fine. I just have to, you know, take an hour and edit that out.
No, I write down the timestamp now so that I can go find it.
But yeah, so I run three, Webby runs three, Apple runs one, Avalos runs one.
Right. Oh my gosh, it's literally all the same people.
That's strange.
It's literally all just the same people, except for that Friday one. Okay.
Well, one of the ones I run is different people, and one of the ones Webby runs is different people.
Me just like trying to process in my head to so many people and so many things. Webby, you said that you'd start another campaign for me to be involved in. How the heck are you gonna add that to the list of things that you're already doing?
We just gotta find a day that works.
You've got very limited days, love.
Nah. Not if you find the right players.
Particularly, you guys are very busy on weekends, which...
I mean, that's where all these games get ran.
I feel like how do you live life? Because there's a lot of stuff that we choose to do on weekends for obvious reasons. How do you guys, like, actually get anything done when you have so many things to do on weekends? If you know what I mean.
I don't have anything to do on weekends. Except for run D&D.
Yeah, same.
I don't know.
You mean like housework and stuff?
No, like people run errands on weekends.
We run them during the week.
Yeah.
What about if you ever wanted to organize something with other people? Like if you're
And do it either during the day or during the week. Like the campaigns that I generally run, they usually start sometime around 7 or 8 Eastern time at
now
night.
Now I know whenever I'm like, hey, what are you guys up to on like Saturday or Sunday? You're always like, busy. Or D&D. And I'm like, yeah, I can see that now. I can understand why. It's blooming heck. Wait, so sometimes do like a campaign and then another one on the same day, right?
Not usually.
Right, but you do sometimes.
No. Yeah, like, well, Fridays, two of the games that I run are on Friday. I do every other week. One I do one week, the other I do the other week.
Right.
And then the other one I run is kind of a floating one that we can just do anytime. That one I try to contain the story to just one session, so that way if people need to like can't be there or need like, it's one where it's like, hey, we're bored, let's just play this.
Yeah.
So people can like drop in and out without causing a big issue.
Right.
I see. I'm gonna need to do more D&D. I'm falling behind. I'm never gonna learn it at just doing John's because they don't happen often enough. Oh, blimey, Nick.
Well, if we find the right party, and we figure out a day and time that works, I will run a session for you.
I don't have any friends.
Oh, we just have to find the right group of people.
I don't have any friends.
Well, you got Rob. Rob doesn't have a life.
Yep.
Plumineck. All right.
I'll be there.
So that's one. Now you just need literally one or two other people.
Are you even able,
gonna
write, be able to write a story there? Like, there's like so much.
I don't write
or think
stories.
Of a story.
I make everything up as I go.
I kind of want some input into the story.
That's where your backstories come into play.
I suppose. Mm-hmm.
If you write out a backstory, I usually try to find a way to integrate your backstory into the story somewhere.
That's cool. I like that.
Because, yeah. See, the thing is the campaigns that I run, and some of the ones that Rob runs even, are all in the same world. So things that are happening in one campaign might affect other campaigns.
Right. Do you guys... Wait, my brain just... Hang on. Are they all like medieval? Like fantasy?
Well, they're fantasy.
Yeah, I mean, there is some technology, but it's more medievalish than modern day. Yeah,
you choose to, is that chosen or is that just what you're supposed to do?
You can do whatever you want.
Right.
Yeah, DM can do whatever.
Okay, so you can, you could, if you wanted to, have a DM group where the campaign is set in 2022.
I run a Vampire the Masquerade game that's run in Modern Nights, is what you
Wait,
call
so
it.
Well, out of the eight campaigns that you were just talking about that you guys like run, what was it? Wait, I don't know how many it was. I can't remember. Are some of them not D&D?
I only All included the D&D ones.
Yeah, we only included the D&D ones.
So you're also running things with the same group or different groups?
Different people, but it's been a long time since
we haven't played any of the other games for a while.
Oh my god, how do you keep track of all this?
In my brain.
I feel like I've been missing out because I work weekends as well as weekdays. I've clearly been missing out on a lot of things.
D&D, the way D&D is designed, it's more suited to be more like medieval times. It would be more difficult to put that in like a modern time. You could do it, but like you'd have to change some things. Like mostly you'd have to deal with like the firearms and stuff like that, where it's because nowadays people don't use a lot of swords. You have to figure out like cars and stuff like that. But games like Vamp or Werewolf or Mage, those are made to be in more modern times. So a different like RPG system would be better off in the modern times than D&D, but you still could do it.
Right, I see. It'd be complicated having to like think about all the weapons and stuff. That's a good point. I didn't think about that. That's a lot. It makes my brain hurt a little bit, to be honest. So, thinking about how many campaigns you have right now, how many of them are close to ending?
I don't really plan an ending. I suppose it depends on when the characters are like, we're done. We've done what we want to do and we're finished, kind of thing.
Right. So then how many are you hoping to start? Do you have like plans that you want to start more? Because aren't you planning to start another one that you're going to stream?
Yeah. I'm also starting one for my family that want to play.
Wait, that you're going to drive home for, or are you going to do it over like...
No, over Discord, right. in Pearl 20.
Wow. Oh my gosh. Webby, how many have you got planned?
I don't plan them. People come to me usually and say, hey, can you DM a game for us?
Right.
I'm like, yeah, all right, just tell me a time.
Well,
yeah, that's what Donnie wants for Christmas, is a Vamp game with Webby.
Yeah. Well, as far as I remember, I think when you eventually do organize that streamed one, I think I already said I would do it, right? I did, yeah. Okay. Wow. You guys do a lot. I like it though. It's impressive. I mean, I am in like a stage in my life right now where I'm trying to like get used to pre-recording more so that I can have my weekends or have more time. I think you probably noticed. I've been trying to like get more involved in stuff and spend more time that's not always working. And I think one of the things that I'm definitely going to add to my list is more D&D stuff that's not in the same world as John's, because all of John's stuff is obviously very similar and I'd like to experience something different. So I look forward to whatever you eventually complete your stream one and whatever we end up doing with Webby, whichever feeling is going to happen. Maybe it'll be Booster Gold, who knows? Additionally, I did want to say it as well, while we're on the podcast, people are listening, at some point, I don't know if it'll be next week or the week after when it starts or what, but Rob and I will be adding another stream day soon, weren't we, to do It Takes Two, we're going to start with. Were you thinking that after we've done It Takes Two, you want to then add another game and continue the day, or are we going to see how it goes? Or yeah? Okay. Sure. So yeah, that's exciting, because it means we get to play something a little bit different for once. I'll probably stream an hour beforehand playing Roblox, then we'll go into like the game. But basically, there's going to be an extra stream day. I think so far we're talking about Mondays.
Yeah, I think because Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday are the best days. But since we already stream on Wednesday, I figured Monday would give us a space in between.
Plus, I already stream on Mondays, so kind of just makes sense for me, to be honest. So yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I think it's gonna be really fun. So if you guys want to obviously go and follow our Twitches, mine is BPlays and Rob's is Confessor X, if you want to follow us so that you can come along to that. Perhaps we will drag Webby into something at some point too. I'm sure we'll find some games that maybe we can try and get Webby to play, potentially. We can try really hard.
And not It Takes Two, because it's only a two player game.
That one, obviously. But we might get you into some others. I mean, there'll probably be some games that we play together and I think my audience isn't going to watch this, and so maybe we'll just stream it on Rob's perspective and I'll like raid him or whatever. And then if it's a game that has more than two player spaces, then we can drag you into it, Webby. We'll just force you to do all sorts of things with us. It's going to be fun.
Okay.
I'm very much looking forward to it. And I'm also noticing that my podcast is basically becoming a B, Rob and Webby podcast at this point, because you're the only ones that...
It's only been two episodes.
Yeah, but you're the only ones that show interest in it. Whenever I message people and I'm like, you want to be in it? They're like, meh. But you two are always like, yeah. So, you know.
And we were like, do it now. Let's do it right now.
Literally. But the thing is, right, so I'll say this before we finish off. I'm one of those people who I like things to be scheduled when it's like a big thing, like a big stream or something that's gonna take me like a long time, but I like having friends that have freer schedules to sort of just be able to do that, where you're like, let's just do this now, you know, we're bored or whatever, we have time, let's do it now. My friends can never, like my like close circle can never do that. When the people I've recorded like my role plays and stuff with, I've got to always schedule way in advance, like all those things. My life isn't very schedulable. It's very hard to schedule my life, right? Because my family's life changes a lot often. My work life, as you know, changes a lot. So it's really hard to like schedule around stuff. So the podcast and stuff like that usually ends up going on the back burner. So having people that can just be like, let's do it now, that's really helpful. So this is why I end up doing stuff with you two a lot. it's two episodes, Webby, but one day I get the feeling we're going to be like, it's only been five episodes, it's only been six, it's only been eight episodes, and like realizing that it ends up just being you. I'm having you drawn, did I tell you?
Mm-hmm.
Did I tell you guys that I'm having you drawn?
You're having us drawn like...
Oh, for the podcast, I told you today, didn't I?
For those listening, I haven't said this on here yet, but this podcast is going to start going up on YouTube soon. We previously only published it on like Spotify and stuff like that. I never put it on YouTube, but it is going to go onto the DM YouTube channel soon. So it's going to be alongside SU, Webby. They're going to be like married podcasts. It's going to be cute. What day does y'all go out again?
Friday morning.
Mine goes out on Saturdays. So they're going to go out right next to each other. It'll be cute. Anyways, so... the podcast is going to start going up on YouTube. I wanted there to be a visual when people talk. So I'm having each of the guests that regularly join me drawn so that it shows them, like, their character with their mouth, like, opening, basically. Now, I have only just started the commission, so I'm probably going to ask you guys to tell me exactly how you want to look. And if I don't like it, I'll change it. And then we'll have you drawn and stuff as well. And also, you may... not that you'll want it, because I get like my art done by like a cutesy artist, but you will be more than welcome to also have the icons for whatever you want, if you want them. But they will be cutesy, so you might not want it. I also have another teeny tiny announcement I wanted to mention in my podcast that I have been working on something for a while and not told anybody, but I've actually been working on a new Twitch stream team. Because in the past I've had stream teams, but they never really amounted to anything. But I've actually created a actual stream team that I'm really excited about. And I am going to share details on that soon, but I have just had some drawings and stuff done for that too, and I'm very excited about it. And I know that Rob will be happy to be invited to it, so I don't need to ask him. But I know that with Webby, I probably have to ask him. But we'll see. Because he doesn't stream yet. But we'll see. Webby's going to come back to streaming, guys. We're going to make him. DM Webby, go follow him. All right. Thanks, guys, for joining me. I appreciate it. You want to tell them where they can find you?
Sure. You can find me on Twitter at Confessor_X and on Twitch at twitch.tv/ConfessorX.
And you can find me on the internet.
Wow. What do they have to type in to find you?
DM Webby.
Both of us at Simply Unprofessional.
Yeah, go and listen to the podcast. Yes. I was on the most recent episode. If you go listen, you'll hear my voice. I think I swear in it. Don't listen to that. It's a bad idea. All right, thank you guys so much for joining me. I appreciate it. As always, if you enjoy the podcast, please don't forget to follow on Spotify if you're listening on Spotify, or subscribe on Apple Podcasts, and consider leaving a review if you're listening on a platform that allows you to do that. And we will see you all next time. Well, we won't. We'll hear you. You'll hear us. We won't see any of you, actually. Bye.
Bye.